Today is one of those days that we repeat the Mass and the propers from the previous Sunday. It's a feria of Paschal time. There are not too many of those. And so we are privileged to revisit again the beautiful readings from last Sunday, which I'm sure you must remember. But also there are other things that are going on. Of course, we realize a week from tomorrow is Ascension Thursday. And then we will have the Novena to the Holy Spirit and Pentecost. And once a week has passed, the octave of Pentecost has passed with the celebration of Trinity Sunday, then the Easter season will be finished for this year, and then we will start the time after Pentecost, as it is called, until Advent. So the year is like a snowball coming down the hill, rolling and rolling and rolling. Today, there are many feasts, but they're not here. Why they took them out, I don't know. But a very ancient feast, which goes back to the 2nd century, and should have not been taken out. A lot of things are taken out that should not have been taken out. Is a wonderful and beautiful feast that shows the power of God and the power of faith in God. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. John the Evangelist at the Latin Gate. He was apprehended when he was preaching throughout the Roman Empire, and was sent to Rome, where the emperor, I don't know for sure, I don't remember, and none of the readings I had today said anything, but it may have been Marcus Aurelius, who was supposed to be an enlightened philosophical emperor, but not a friend of the church. So anyway, he condemned St. John, and he was the last apostle to remain alive. Of course, this reminds us of the fact that there was that argument among the apostles that they accused St. John of having been told by Christ that he would not die. And of course, our Lord said, "Who says I said that? I did not say that. You have said that. I did not say that." So St. John was condemned to be burnt, to be immersed in a cauldron, a giant cauldron of boiling oil. Now, you can imagine how painful this would have been. It was a horrible torture, and of course, a person who was immersed in this, immediately just everything fell apart. The skin and the muscles came off the bones one by one, and the intestines and everything. Well, in the case of St. John, none of that happened. As a matter of fact, he is supposed to have said that it felt like a very nice, warm bath. And he was in his 90s. He was very wrinkled, and his hair was white and disheveled. And all of a sudden, they could see him on the outside that his skin was getting young again. The wrinkles were disappearing. His hair was getting normal again. And then they pulled him out, and he was like a young man. This is the power of God that is shown to the pagans and to those who do not believe. And it is also shown to us who do not believe enough. So today we have the feast of St. John the Evangelist at the Latin Gate. He was then condemned to exile by the emperor to the island of Patmos, where he wrote the last book of the Holy Scripture, the book of the Apocalypse. And of course, we're Catholics. We should not say Revelation, that's Protestant. It is the book of the Apocalypse. And so it is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.